The Kress Gallery is presenting a new exhibit called Living Daylights. Ian Pettigo, the artist, will be at the opening reception. That happens tonight, and Pettigo will also give a lecture about his work. Pettigo is a sculptor. He joins us today to talk about his work. He was raised in Alaska and now lives and works in New York City. His sculptures sometimes look very abstract, sleek and futuristic. Other sculptures might look antiquated and rustic. He combines things like brown stones with a white square of carpet, questioning the distinction between what's natural and what's man-made. Or he takes something like a cardboard box and folds it until it looks like a spaceship, blurring the lines between square shapes of the past and streamlined shapes of the future.
And I really see the combination of these things, for me, is like kind of a whole that should be brought together to kind of bring things forward, I guess. So, I don't know, I mean, my style is sort of primitivistic. It's sort of using things found in the contemporary environment. And, you know, I do think of these things almost like cultural artifacts in a way. You know, what would they look like 1,000 years from now if someone were to discover these? What would they say about the people that lived at the time?
Pettigo uses found objects. He might take an old chair or a broken table, something some people might toss out, but he'll turn it into art. He transforms it, combining it with other objects, so the viewer is forced to look at it from a brand new perspective.
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of transformation that takes place that I feel needs to take place with these items, to kind of take them and in combination and bring them, I don't know, like do something with them that normally wouldn't have seen intended, I think, with them. It's kind of the goal.
For Pettigo, sculpture can also be a matter of rearranging ordinary objects, taking two things that don't normally go together and making them work as art. He says, early in his career, he started out using a lot of construction materials, but now he doesn't limit himself to any one type of material to make his art. He says he finds different things and tests them, puts them together in surprising combinations to see what kind of visual effect they're going to have. He contrasts textures, rough, natural wood against smooth, polished metal.
That's pretty much the entire process, in a way. It's finding things and arranging them and bringing them together and abandoning them for a period of time and returning to them and kind of adding to it. So, you know, they appear kind of spontaneous but natural in the state that they're sort of left in. And, I mean, and really when I'm doing a show, everything in that show is developed at the same time, and I'm really looking for how the pieces relate to each other in that exhibition environment.
For his exhibit at the Kress Gallery, he's created 8 new works. Some of them were planned out ahead of time. Others were more spontaneous, influenced by the space inside the Kress Gallery.
Yeah, there's one work that's kind of a large scale work that's suspended from the ceiling. It's made of fabric and it drapes down into the gallery. And it kind of acts as a visual barrier or wall in a way. We took all the walls out of the gallery. So it's really this open space where you have these different works almost acting like kind of little nodes in different areas of the gallery, which, you know, I that's the approach that I usually take for an exhibition, is that you're drawn throughout the space just through the work itself.
Ian Pettigo will give an artist's lecture tonight. That will happen in the Fine Arts Center at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. After that, there's going to be an opening reception for Pettigo's new exhibit in the Kress Gallery. If you go, you'll have a chance to see the 8 new sculptures and to discuss them with the artist himself.
I'm really interested to hear what other people think about the work, and because I do think, I like to leave it open-ended to begin with. I don't have any strict guidelines that I think people should be looking at it this way. I mean, the only guideline I would suggest is that you look at it from an open-ended point of view.
Ian Pettigo's exhibition at the Kress Gallery runs from February 8th to March 21st. More information is online, utc.edu/KressGallery. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.